The clock is ticking. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. By March 17th, U.S. leaders must decide if they're going to call the ISIS violence genocide. Congress just used the G word in a bill describing the persecution of Christians and other minorities.
But our government in America is refusing to call that genocide. And so people are questioning, why is that?
Tom Doyle is a Middle East expert and author of the book, Killing Christians, Living the Faith Where It's Not Safe to Believe. He says the headlines are a call to prayer. We can't fit in all the details you need here. So go to our website for the full report, missionnews.org.
For American Christians, it's easy to just say, we're so sick of government, but there's brothers and sisters in Christ that are elected that are trying to make a difference. And we need to pray for them.
Hollywood has produced some films about Christ in recent years with stunning acting and cinematography. But one of the most meaningful portrayals of Jesus has been shown around the world to audiences speaking 1,400 different languages, like Baobab. The Jesus Films Project's Kerry Hagen says that's a language spoken by about 250,000 people in Tanzania.
Our hope is that our films will be used to plant churches. We have a dream that in the next 10 years, we hope that the 5 billion people in the world who don't identify as followers of Christ will have access to the gospel and will have exposure to the gospel with the help of our films. We're hoping that our films will be used in the next 10 years to plant 5 million churches.
You can help get the Jesus film into even more hands. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7 is offering the free booklet called This Ugly Disease. These words are meant to encourage family and friends of those who've been touched by Alzheimer's and dementia. Just go to missionnews.org to sign up. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.